this is episode 104, I think, of Whip Snap. We got my cousin 2.0. That's not his inches. That's just, this is the second time he's done this episode.
No, it is. 2.0.
Did I ever tell you? Oh, first off, this is Nick Richardson. I don't know. Do you want me to put Nick Rich? Because that's what you're going by.
Either one is fine.
Okay. Did I ever tell you the joke when I was working with Bella, my sister, and, well, your cousin, not your sister. But we were working and we were having lunch, and her coworker says, "Greg, how old are you? How tall are you?" And I said, "I'm 6'1", but with Viagra, I'm 6'3". And then my coworker looked at my sister, and my sister was like, "Don't even try to figure that out."
I was gonna say, because that would be more than 2 inches, because it's got to extend past the bottom of your foot 2 inches. So really, you would take how long your leg is.
I didn't even think about that. I was trying to figure out that doesn't even make sense. And even when Bella said that, when she was even like, "Don't even try to figure that out," I think she was just like, "Yeah, he doesn't make sense a lot," but that made fucking sense.
You never told me that one, but we just went and saw Fallout Boy, obviously, and on the road trip there, Jonathan was reading his jokes out of his notes in his phone. And he has one about matching with Jessica on Tinder. And dude, I was losing it, bro. That's probably like the funniest thing Jonathan's ever said. I'm not gonna lie.
He played it for me. Fuck, now I want to get him on to just have him say the whole joke. Because I maybe laughed like 2 or 3 times. But it is also weird. The last time I FaceTimed him, I FaceTimed Jonathan and Christopher, both of my brothers. You guys just don't get it if you don't have brothers. So the fucking point. But we were on FaceTiming. We were all FaceTiming. And Jonathan was like, he was just so funny. Like, I was laughing out loud. And I told Christopher, I was like, "I think the older Jonathan gets, the funnier he gets."
I agree.
But then he does some dumb shit like, "Wait, what did I say?"
We need the, I wrote down a couple notes just in case we didn't have anything to talk about.
Brother, we always fall flat.
Yeah, it's fine either way. One of the things
it took me to say that.
What?
Did you hear how long it took me to say that?
One of the things I wanted to say was that me, you, Jonathan, and Christopher.
All right, fuck Jonathan. Kiss you, Mary Christopher.
We should have our own podcast separate from this one. Because how many we would have so many stories and there would be so much content, and
that is, I like that. The thing is though, I even told myself this, if I ever, because I'm thinking about this constantly, and I don't think I'm going to end my podcast anytime soon, but once I figure out how to film either my podcast, the one I have now, or a new one, because I want it on film too. Mm-hmm. I don't just want audio anymore, or at least when I figure out film, then I would be down. Unless you know how to film. You seem like you know how to film. He's a Twitcher.
I could do that.
He's a Twitcher. I have a camera I bought. Do you know, are you good with names of cameras?
Not really.
Okay, I know, so that I have don't a, have a camera.
I have a Sony mirrorless A5100, but that's like the only, that's all I know.
Bro sounds like he stole that from Area 51.
It was a play call from the Chiefs playbook when they're in the, "We're going wide right, Z banana flanker on three." Sony.
Did you hear was that the audio for the last play? Did you hear the audio for the last play?
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry. Yeah.
I remember that. Dude, I don't care about Willie football, but I was so in it this season. I don't know why. And then when we got to the Super Bowl, I quickly dropped off somebody back from London, and then I drove to an Applebee's to watch the Super Bowl. And there was, I really thought I was going to be the only one voting for Chiefs. And then I was thinking, oh man, when I celebrate, I'm going to have to be silent because all of these people are going to beat me up. Is it LA and I'm skinny? But it was like, it was half-half. And there was a part, this is so funny. When the Chiefs are down, by the way, when the Chiefs were down, I did not have one bone in my body that was like, oh man, they're going to lose. Dang. I was like, they're going to come back. They always come back.
It's happened the last two Super Bowls that we won, or actually,
no. But even the one we lost, we came back. Like, but we still lost.
Yeah, we've been to four and we won three with Patrick Mahomes, and the three that we won, this past one against the 49ers, and the one with the Eagles, we were both down 10 at halftime. And then the one before that against the 49ers, I think we were down by 13 or more, like, in the fourth quarter. So it's just like, bro, the Chiefs are never out of the game. It's insane.
It's like you're making them – yeah, it's not even like – every single time they're playing the Chiefs, well, someone's playing the Chiefs and they're winning, every single time they get a touchdown, I'm like, oh, you're getting too cocky because you don't know that we're, like, dialing it back right now.
Right, 100%. And the Chiefs just signed – I've been staying up to date with the offseason stuff, and they just signed a new receiver. And, dude, I think – I know I'm a Chiefs fan, so I'm obligated to say this, but, like, we're going to be the first team in NFL history to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. Like, that would be fucking
insane. You just got $20. You just shouted out your sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah, so Nick is a Twitcher. Twitcher, is that what you call it?
I'm a kicker now.
Okay, dude, we hardly know her.
I switched to Kick. Actually, tomorrow will be 1 year that I stream on Kick since making the switch from Twitch. So
he's saying, oh, 1 year from tomorrow. So he said tomorrow. This is going to release after that. So yeah, by the time this episode comes out, he would already have his 1 year.
March 20th is 1 year.
March 20th. So yeah. when you do an anniversary by yourself, do you, like, give yourself some flowers? Little petals?
In a way, actually. So what I'm doing tomorrow to celebrate 1 year on Kick, first of all, I switched to Kick from Twitch because if you don't know.
And then after that, he's going
to
come to Fist.
don't
Twitch, laugh at that.
Twitch takes 50% of your revenue. So say, for example, you spend $5 a month on a sub to my channel. I only got $2.50 from that. And then
what's
Twitch
a sub? Like a subscriber?
Yeah, a subscriber. Okay. And you get the emotes. And you
sorry, I was thinking about sandwiches. You got to be more specific.
No, sorry. but on Kick, you get 95% of your revenue. They only take 5%. So if
you get
spend
what? I'm sorry, I was coughing.
You get 95%. So if you were to spend $5 on a sub, I get $4.75. They only take 25 cents.
So Kick, the only thing I know from Kick, though, is that it's an app, like, it's not a, is it a Twitch service?
It's quite literally exactly like Twitch, except it's called Kick, and instead of purple, it's green. that's literally it. It's the exact same thing.
What was the app, though, that you, I think everybody had, and I think it was also called Kick. It was like a Snapchat of sorts.
It was like in middle school. It was like a messaging app. Yeah, it was K-I-K.
Dude. A memory just hit that I didn't think I was ever going to tell anybody because it was so embarrassing, but it had to do with Kick. So there was, I don't remember her name. Let's just get that out of the way.
All right.
We never met. So nothing was illegal about nothing. And she was at least 18. If not, then I was at least 18. 17. I talked to someone. I just remember she was blonde. But I talked to someone for just texting for a good maybe 6 months. I don't remember where she was from. I know she mentioned it. I just don't remember. But we constantly said, let's secretly plan a trip to meet each other. Like, convince our families to go to this place. Like, if she lives in Florida, I'll be like, hey, do you guys – I would tell my parents, hey, do you guys want to go to Florida? Just because, like, I'm inspired. I feel spontaneous. And then we would secretly meet there. We constantly said that constantly, and then that was repetitive. But like a year went by, we maybe stopped talking, and then a good maybe a month went by, and then I just randomly texted, "Do you still want to secretly do this thing?" And she was just like, "Oh, dude, I'm so down." So we planned this thing for about 3 years that never happened.
Do you ever think about like where is she now? Like,
no. I don't even care.
Bro, okay, my embarrassing Kick story that I've never really told anybody. There was this girl I was talking to freshman year of high school. Was like, for me, that was...
Do
like
I know 20... who it is?
I don't think so. This was like popular when Kick was its most popular, was like 2012, 2013-ish, and I was a freshman.
The kick that of like, not the Kick you're on now.
Right.
It was K-I-K?
Yeah, K-I-K, Kick.
Yeah.
Good
thing there's an I in there.
I was using it to message this girl that I went to high school with, and we were making plans about how like between, I don't remember the classes, but it, for example, it was like between second and third hour, we're going to like go skip school and like go make out and stuff, right? And okay. So I fall
asleep. This better have a good ending, dude. I'm so amped right now.
No. Wait. I fall asleep with my phone in my hand talking to this girl. And I like wake up the next morning, phone still unlocked, like on the conversation. And I'm like, oh, well, thank God. Like nobody saw that. And of course, my dad takes me to school. He doesn't say anything. My dad picks me up from school. He's like, so did you make out with that girl today?
No way. No way.
And I'm like, damn, he got me. But yeah. Well,
do you remember what you said?
Nah, bro. I just remember being very embarrassed and shy about the whole thing. But
I remember this is kind of related, but there was a museum in Topeka when I was maybe like 9 or 10. And it's not just a museum, like maybe seasonally they built it as a museum and it's maybe there for a good, maybe 2 weeks or something.
Uh-huh.
It's like what's it? Not an expo center, but it's like one of those centers where like it's constantly making
it's different
thing.
Things.
Yeah. One of the things that they were doing that month or that week was a museum. So we walked in there, and the museum was based off like ocean stuff. So sharks or seaweed or kettle. Nope. Kelp. dude, I fucking want some. Okay, sorry. So it was a museum based off that stuff. And I found a shark tooth. It was just like there. It wasn't locked inside anything. So I grabbed it and I took it home. Yeah, I fucking stole the thing. And then about 2 days go by and my mom finds it. And she goes, where did you find this? And Topeka doesn't have any beaches, right? Mm-hmm. And I said from the beach. If you weren't listening 2 seconds ago, Topeka doesn't have any beaches. So I get the beach and she goes, what? Like, are you fucking stupid? Do you think I'm going to believe that? And I kept saying the beach and I started crying. And she saw that even though I was lying, I really didn't want to get in any trouble. Because you know my mom. My mom was born in, you got to help me out now.
I don't know how old she is. But
I think 60s. I don't know. 70s? We'll give her a compliment. 70s.
Okay.
But she just saw I was crying and she was just like, all right, dude, I don't really give a shit anymore. By the way, that also had nothing to do with what you were talking about.
That's okay because that made me.
She kicked me. There we go. Okay.
She kicked you. Oh.
It's related to what you were talking
for
about.
For sure. So to relate to what you were talking about, did you know that male sharks, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but male sharks have two dicks.
Mm.
Not one dick, but two dicks.
I don't know. Is there a way for you to find out?
Well,
you get online right now?
When my family took a trip to the Omaha Zoo and when I was probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, and it was me, Josh, Jasmine, the whole family, and they're in their aquarium, they have one of those hallways you walk through with like the water going above it and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the sharks are just swimming above us and I'm like, no one's got two dicks. I don't know.
Dude, that's like, the title of the episode.
I don't know if like all male sharks have two dicks, but that male shark had two dicks. I was like, Josh, look, he's got two dicks.
Did Josh agree?
Yeah, we saw a shark with two dicks.
Are you able to get online as you're still on Zoom?
I can, but I also don't want to look up on my computer if male sharks have two dicks.
Okay. Just put a fun facts about male sharks, and we'll just read some. We're kind of if it so happens to be there, that wasn't on you, right? That wasn't on you.
I searched. Do male sharks have two? And I didn't say the word. And then the first article that comes up: why sharks have two penises? I swear. You learned something new today.
What's that? What does this next article after that say? The same thing.
There's a lot that you don't know about sharks. For example, sharks have two penises, sort of. Known as claspers, these two reproductive organs are only on male sharks. So, I wasn't wrong.
The third article says how to bake a cake. Psych, sharks have two dicks.
Baking a cake with two shark dicks. Like Cake Boss.
Like Dick Boss. Oh, that's a good title, too.
Could you imagine going into Cake Boss and being like, yeah, so my son is really into the ocean and loves sharks. Can we get a male shark? And then he makes a cake and it only has one dick. Like, it's, gotta redo that, man.
It's missing something. And even the kid sees that and they're like, where's my dick?
Bro, could you imagine if we had two dicks?
I don't even have one. So, I gotta tell you something real quick.
Would they be side by side, or would the one be on top of the other?
You're not even thinking of the actual answer. One would be in the front, one would be in the back.
For sure, you're right on. You have Keith Lee.
Hey, you're good at the spelling bees. How do you fucking spell what you just said?
It's funny that you ask, because wait, have I sent you some of my Snapchat vlogs where I'm rating food?
You have, and I think the time I was listening to it, I forgot to turn up the volume and I was at work. So I was like, let's just pretend I saw it.
Do you watch Keith Lee on TikTok?
Keith Lee. No.
He reviews food, and anytime it's a 10 out of 10, he says, for show you right on.
For show you right on. Okay. That has to be the title of the episode, so you really have to look up how to spell it.
No, I know how to spell. I spell it all the time. But I said it in front of Christopher, or like Christopher was watching my screen, and I said, for show
you right on. Give me a fucking second. I choked. He spit water on the goddamn laptop. All right, what?
What I don't like to make a habit of doing. Bro, did you know Tim Robinson shreds gnar?
Yeah, I did. Did you know that?
I didn't. Did you? I saw that. I sent that clip in our Snapchat group.
Oh, dude, he's so fire at it.
Bro, what doesn't he do?
So we know we quote, this is I Think You Should Leave. I think I talk about the sketch comedy show that Tim Robinson does almost every episode. We quote the first one a lot. We quote the second one a lot. Did you see the third season?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, I've seen all of it.
You've seen all of it. Yeah. Is there a sketch that you like the most in the third one, or something that you just quote a lot in the third one?
I'm pretty sure I've only watched the season all the way through one time. And the one I need to watch it more, because didn't it come out when we were living together? You were still in Topeka.
The third season?
Yeah.
I remember it was late May. I was already here.
Oh, okay. Well, isn't season three with like the Darmine doggy door?
Yeah.
That's the one that I think about. I need to give it another watch all the way through, but Darmine Doggy Door is so good.
I actually think I'm going to watch it now. The best one, and I think I want you to watch it because I'm not going to do it justice, but I do want to talk about it. It's the best one. It's four people, and then stop me once you realize what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Four people are having lunch outside of a diner or outside of a coffee shop.
Isn't it like you can only have so many best friends?
Yes. That's my favorite one.
I need to rewatch it for sure. Speaking of sketch comedy, bro, Dan Schneider, have you seen this shit?
No, I saw clips on YouTube. I'm gonna watch that after this. I need to watch that.
I watched all of it, and I don't. You know me, I don't watch a whole lot of shit. But
yeah, but that's our childhood right there.
That's our childhood, and it. I don't want to ruin it for you, so you don't
ruin
have to talk.
It for me. I'm gonna watch it.
It's insane, bro. It is insane.
So wait. I don't know where I can watch it and how many episodes are there.
It's on HBO Max and there's four. Let's
go. And it's done. There are no more episodes.
I think so. I was falling asleep last night as I was watching the last one. So I need to watch like the last 5 to 10 minutes again. And I don't know if there will be more or not. There's all four right now. And I think that's it. I could be wrong. But
I do know. I've seen clips on TikTok. I do know Drake Bell shows up, which is actually giving me another reason to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big chunk where they talk about Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, just your childhood will be ruined.
And then I've seen clips of like a lot of innuendos on either Victorious or iCarly, and they're putting this montage together. And I'm like, oh, dude, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so you get the gist of it. There's a lot of there's a lot of adult references in these shows that we watch that we didn't understand as kids, but watching it now is just like, holy shit, how do they get away with that kind of thing?
Because at least for me, I thought every joke in there, maybe like one joke I thought was inappropriate or two every now and then. But I thought every other joke, it just followed under the category of, like, absurd, random, and that's what made it funny. For example, like, in iCarly, she has a sock full of butter. Right. Like, oh, that's a random funny joke. If you have a joke with shake weights, I'm like, oh, that's a funny random joke.
Yeah.
But I realize it's two different jokes.
Right. No, I get what you're saying, for sure.
Yeah.
What also is just like, they only really talk about Dan Schneider at Nickelodeon and the people that worked under him. They don't really talk about Nickelodeon as a whole, but like, there were the same thing was happening in SpongeBob. Like, SpongeBob, for example, had so many adult innuendos and whatnot.
Yes, but SpongeBob, I think you're gonna agree with me. No one was like arrested for pedophilia in SpongeBob.
right.
when they arrested Dan Schneider, I actually don't even know if he ever got arrested. Did he?
I won't ruin it for you.
Oh, that's part of the thing. Okay.
I mean,
hey, good call.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he does or he doesn't.
No, that's a good call. Yeah. Don't tell me.
But it's just, I know you watched Drake and Josh.
I said, don't tell me.
Did you watch the Amanda Show?
I watched it all. Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, iCarly, Victorious, okay. Sam and Cat. Well, I kind of watched Sam and Cat.
Did you watch all that?
I seen clips, but not in its entirety.
Okay, yeah, same.
But so it's like kids at Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah.
I want to talk about I do remember this. I don't have things written down. I just have a fucking good memory.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, what were we talking about? but I'm gonna be honest, I'm patting myself on the back. I got you hooked on the Scream movies, and and I got you hooked on the Saw movies.
Yep.
Which trilogy? No, which it's a Sega. Which Sega do you like better?
I think from start to finish, the Scream movies are better.
Same.
Just because they do such a great job of relating back to each other, storytelling over two decades, and not. I mean, can we spoil Scream 6?
Yes, we can, like, spoil. Wait, are you talking about the killers? Don't spoil the killers.
No.
Yeah.
But just the final scene of how everything comes together in the theater and how they tie together just the 20 years.
Oh, you're talking about Scream 6?
30 years. Yeah. I said that, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Probably. But I have a really good memory.
just the way it all ties together, it makes you real. Like, I remember how it all happened was we were living together and I was seeing trailers for Scream 6 and I was like, I need to go see that. And you were like, wait, you've seen all the Scream movies? And I was like, no, I didn't think you need to. Like, I didn't know they were all tied together at all.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like a new iteration for a new generation of like a remake or whatever. And so we watched all five before going to see Scream 6 in like a week span or like a 2 week span. And bro, they're so good. I'm a fan, and I can't wait for 7.
I saw you recently. Was it Comic Con?
Yeah,
it was Comic Con, or was it? It was a different con.
It was Planet Comic Con. Yeah, in Kansas.
So in Comic Con, I've never been. How many times have you gone?
This was my second year, both on behalf of KCP, just getting me out there as a creator and being able to talk to people and meet people and go around to the other booths and stuff. Both years, one of the things that Comic-Con does really nicely is they have celebrity lineup from different movies, comic books, TV shows. Last year, it was the cast of Breaking Bad, which was sick.
Holy cow.
And then this year, it was like the OG Scream cast. But
no fucking way.
Both times, it's like they have... first of all, you have to buy your ticket to Comic-Con, and then you have to buy another ticket for the meet and greet specifically, and you have to wait in a 5-hour line to meet these people because everybody's trying to meet them. So I say all that to say I didn't get to meet anybody. Like, I was in the same building as them, and that's cool, but like, I didn't get to actually meet anybody.
That's so annoying because I guess the first ticket is just to walk around.
Yeah, for all like the vendor booths and experience everything, and like you can show off your cosplay and stuff like that. But
this year, I saw you. I think you posted a video on Twitter or Facebook where like you're commentating people playing video games.
Yeah.
Was that the first time you like doing that? That was cool.
At Comic-Con, yeah. There's been a couple times throughout the last 4 years of being a creator where I'll like get hired to go commentate or cast an event. The coolest one, they've all been in and around Kansas City and local areas, except for one time this company flew me out to New York to do it for a weekend.
How fucking dope is New York?
Dude, New York is sick.
It's one of my favorite places.
I was only there for a weekend, and it was primarily for work. Like, I worked 12 hours each day that I was there, so I didn't get to do much of anything at all, but I need to go back, bro, because the scene of, like, flying into New York and all of the buildings, fire.
Did you at least go to Times Square?
Nope. I did not have time to do, like, anything at all.
So there's people there, and I've mentioned this before, so I'm going to say it briefly, but there's people there, well, like, just like in California, there's just someone on the street trying to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you this? There's a guy in New York trying to sell me a pamphlet. When I was in Times Square, and actually most of the time when I was just walking around New York, I would have my earphones in, but I wouldn't be listening to music because I still low-key want to hear conversations. Because it's like a new place. So I want to hear how they're speaking. So I'm in Times Square, packed. Earphones are in. No music. So I'm listening. And a guy comes by. And he goes, hey, man. He was super nice about it. And he was just like, hey, man, do you want to buy this pamphlet for me? I don't even know if it was a pamphlet. It could have been his fucking, like, dick in a box. But we're just going to say pamphlet. hey, Dick. Kelp. All right, sorry. Off topic. But he was selling me this, and he was like, hey, man, do you want to buy this pamphlet? And I just ignored him because I was like, whoa, that wasn't English. But I was just ignored him. I was like, you know, let's do that. Also, it looks like I'm listening to music, so maybe it's not that. It's not a dick move. So I'm walking by, and about 10 seconds go by. He yells at the top of his lungs. He goes, well, fuck you.
No way.
And I wasn't even offended. I was like, that's what I wanted. I want the New York energy.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Speaking of New York energy, when I was there, the first thing I did, I landed at the airport, obviously. There, I went to a Wendy's.
You're selling some pamphlets.
It was like the only thing in the that was open in the airport at the time. And the lady at Wendy's goes, what can I do for you? Like typical.
Did she have food in her mouth?
Yeah, typical New York accent that you would hear in a TV show. Anyways, I was just like, wow, I really am in New York. Like, that's crazy. Bro, a stranger told me fuck you today.
Today?
Today.
How'd that go?
Dude, I was leaving Walmart. I just grabbed some groceries. I get in my car and I literally put my car in reverse and look over my shoulder. And before I even move, this lady in the spot right next to me is, like, stepping out of her car. And so I hadn't even moved yet or anything. Like, I looked like I was getting ready to back up. She's getting out of her car. I obviously see her, so I don't move yet. But she literally yells as she's slamming her door shut, like, fuck you. And I literally – so I roll my window down. I'm like, you didn't have to yell at me. Like,
did you really say that?
Yeah. I was like, I would have seen you. And she just kept walking.
Oh, like, my God.
She thought I was going to, like, scrape her car or I don't know, bro. That, like, I was thinking about this a lot recently. I hate people who are negative towards strangers. And I feel like way too many people have a negative attitude towards strangers.
You know what it is, though? I think it's people are getting comfortable releasing their energy on someone that they're never going to see again. I think that's how I'm seeing it. But like,
yeah,
it's also like anytime you're having if you yell at a stranger, though, you do have what's the phrase? Small torch, small leash.
I thought you were going to say small dick energy. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, there we go. Small dick energy. They'll have that too. They'll have their temper would just be so, fuck, I don't even know the term.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah. I don't know either.
They would, but I wouldn't even. I see the reason I asked about did you actually roll down your window? Because I would never do that. Because I would just be like, oh shit, they're having a bad day, idiot.
And then, yeah, that's part the part of me that's like, no, you're having a bad day, but like, don't take it out on me. Like, I didn't do anything to you.
Yeah.
That's also
someone get mad and shoot you, and you're like, oh, don't take it out on me.
That's also why I try to be nice to strangers in general, because people have bad days and people are going through shit that they don't talk about to anybody. And so, you just always want to try to be nice to people.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever – have you ever yelled at a stranger, either highway – not even yelling. Do you have a road rage?
When I'm by myself, yeah. But when I have other people in the car, like, I definitely try to drive a bit more careful. But it's not even – like, I don't even get mad at people for, like, driving slow or anything. I get more mad at people that are driving way too fast and swerving in and out of cars and being dangerous.
It's like, oh, yeah.
I hate that shit. It's like, wherever you're going is not that serious. Like, even if you're running late, it's not –
But what if they'll have a dick appointment?
Oh,
erase everything you just said.
Yeah.
I just hit you with that dick appointment.
Yeah. I was thinking of stupid shit. Like, they got to pick up their kid from baseball. No.
Well, yes, but still.
Valid. Bro, I've actually had people, I've had friends from LA come to Kansas City and say that Kansas City's highways they're not more busy, but they're more confusing because we constantly... Oh, yeah,
for sure.
You think so?
I think so, too. There's more roundabouts in Kansas. There's more zigzags. LA is always just, like, a big highway.
It's just straightforward.
Yeah, you just need to stay on... If you want to get from one place to another, you stay on it for just so long.
Bro, our shit...
That's all it is.
Loops around and zigzags, and there's constant on-ramps and off-ramps.
In Kansas?
Yeah.
Yes, it's fucking wild. Dude, where we live, where my parents live, if when we used to go to church, I mean, they still go. I fucking woke up. but they would still go to church, and there was a huge hill trying to go to church. And every single time we hit that huge hill, it's maybe like 2 minutes away from our house, but every single time we hit it, we drop down, and everybody's fucking heart drops. Because it's like a roller coaster for a good 5 seconds.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Even your road, like, not to say your house is bad, because I've never seen your actual house or your parents' house, but the road in your, like, going to your street, it's bumpy.
Yeah.
Kansas, what are we doing?
I know, and it's just like, I've lived here my whole life, so I'm just used to it. But whenever I travel, I realize, like, this is not normal.
You know what's? I just remembered this. A couple months ago, and I messaged you about it. Speaking of your house, a couple months ago, I competed in a stand-up thing. It's like a true storytelling. So it's not like the typical joke format. It's like, tell us a true story. And I told the one, I think I told you after the fact I did it, but I told my brothers as well. It was the time when me and you were at your dad's house and the fire broke out in the top of the roof. Did I tell you I told that story?
Yeah.
I took bits and pieces of it.
I just tweeted about that like an hour ago.
Holy shit. Stop reading my joke.
there's this viral tweet going around that's like, share a piece of lore about yourself or whatever. So yeah. I quote tweeted it and I was like, hey, when I was in seventh grade, my house almost burned down.
It's like, you're that meme of that little kid pointing at the firehouse.
Yeah, the little girl.
Do you remember when you don't know how I tell it when I tell it. And I've only told it. I actually told it one time in high school. They were like, tell the true story. And I told that one as well. What's your experience of that? Because I can kind of tell you how I tell it. Or you can give your perspective. Maybe we do both things.
Yeah, I'm down for
I've
that.
Only known my experience because it's me. Bro, I don't know how you were feeling. Yeah.
The fire. Wait, I didn't say
go yet. All right. Let's fucking light the story on fire.
This would have been like the summer of 2009 or 2010 because I was getting ready to go into seventh grade.
Okay. I wouldn't even know that.
Something like that. And Black Ops 1, second map pack was coming out, which had the Zombies map Shangri-La.
Oh, yeah.
And we had just downloaded it. We were
Guys, put on your notes hat. We're going to get real nerdy for a second.
Absolutely. We were getting ready to play this new map pack. My parents had left to go get Burger King. And so Gregory and I were home alone.
I'm Gregory.
Just chilling. And we hear this like bang all of a sudden. And I remember thinking, my first thought was like, someone's breaking in, because we live in the hood. And I was like, what is this sound? Like some, it was like some board fell or wood fell or something.
I don't even remember hearing the board. That's wild.
I remember hearing something and thinking someone's breaking in, because like, I didn't, in my head, it wouldn't click that a fire started and like whatever. So anyways, I call my dad. And
well, imagine you hear a bang, just a bang like that. It sounds like a knock. And you go, dude, is that a fire?
Dude, the fucking house is on fire. What the hell?
It's just spot on. You're like, holy shit, my dad's bed is on fire.
No, so this part's crazy. I call my dad and I'm like, dad, I think someone's breaking in. And what's crazy about this, that I don't think I've ever told anybody, is that was my first phone that I had, and it was like a slide up phone, whatever. Nice. We had the same one. Like, you had the blue one, I had the green one.
Yeah.
About 3 months before that, I dropped my phone in the toilet, and it, the audio for phone calls didn't work ever. Whoa. But it just happened to work this time.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. Like, who knows how different it would have been if the audio
didn't work. Drop your phone in the toilet.
Exactly.
Maybe your dad's bed would have been on fire.
So
I'm telling you, it's okay.
I'm like, your dad, I think someone's breaking in. He said, run upstairs and hide. And so when I go upstairs, I see that the whole hallway is just on fire.
And that's wild.
I'm like, oh, someone's not breaking in. The house is on fire. And he goes, try to open my bedroom door. And so I go up to the bedroom door and I'm like pushing it open, or I'm like trying to push
it. The fire inside the room is like, I think someone's breaking in right now.
Like, what the hell? But I couldn't get in. There's like so much pressure built up that I couldn't get in. So I told my dad, I was like banging on it, but I couldn't. So anyways, he said, hang up, call 911. Hang up.
I don't remember. When you were trying to bang at the door, was I downstairs? Do you remember me being – I don't remember me in this situation.
I'm pretty sure you were just standing on the stairs like pretty close behind.
Oh, okay.
So I was trying, couldn't get it.
I was like,
open.
You got it.
And then I go back downstairs. We go outside. I call 911, wait for the fire department to get there. They rush in, and they do their thing. And luckily, nobody was hurt. What's crazy is, like, my family slept there that night. We all slept on the living room floor.
Whoa.
Which is just crazy, because all of our bedrooms were upstairs. And they all just completely burnt and ruined, and everything that was in there is gone.
Yeah.
And,
keep in mind now, it's fine, right? Everything's good.
Yeah, everything's fine. Nobody got hurt.
You still like fires every now and then. You're a pyro, right?
Well, that's dude. Like the whole I don't know what his title was, but like the detective or something came and like.
A detective showed up.
Yeah, he was in like a suit, and he like
what the fuck?
What's it called? Inspected the scene or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And he told my dad, or he asked my dad, he's like, are you sure your son and his and your cousin and your nephew weren't like smoking?
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know this.
I took offense to that, because no, we weren't smoking. Like, we were literally just playing a video game.
Yeah. And I wasn't weird yet.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, fucking there's a fire upstairs. But so then we lived.
Dude, imagine we're playing video game. Were we playing Black Ops at the time it happened?
Yeah.
Imagine we're playing it, and then you turn your head to the left. I'm on your right. You turn your head to your left, and there's a fire, and you're like, do you smell smoke? And you turn back to me, and I'm rolling a blunt, and you're like, just don't worry about it. I'm 10.
Another weird coincidence thing was, like, my parents were going to go out to, like, Wild Horse Saloon or something. Or, like, go out and not party, but, like, be out and drinking and loud music and whatnot. So, who knows if they would have even got my phone call.
Yeah.
But they decided to stay home and just run down the street to Burger King and grab some food.
That is wild.
So, it's just so many different things. And then we lived in a hotel for a month.
Oh, I remember that. Dude, that was a cool hotel.
The hotel was okay, but then we lived in a duplex for a year.
Oh, I remember the duplex.
Yeah, the duplex was cool.
The duplex was cool.
It was really cool.
Well, it was like made out of Legos.
Yeah, the walls were thin.
I was so close.
I swear that place was haunted. Like,
oh yeah, you said that too.
It was weird. There was some weird shit going on.
I remember this is. I want to stick to that topic because there's so many memories I actually have at that place. But I also remember when we moved into my brother's maybe second place. I don't know. But we, me and you stayed up all night when my Jonathan, when Jonathan, my brother, moved into a new place. It was maybe, I don't know how far it was, but we stayed up until like 6 a.m. making videos, and we even saw the sun come up, and there was no furniture yet. It was just wooden floors. Do you remember this?
Was it the house on Orleans?
I don't know things.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
But that I just pulled that memory too. Oh yeah, and then like I think we did my sister's surprise party there. A fucking fight broke out. Remember that?
Yeah. That's we're talking about the same house.
Yeah. Fuck, who started fighting?
Some of Jonathan's friends.
I do remember. I don't remember who it was, but I do remember at the end of this fight, whoever was yelling, I don't remember who, but I said someone was leaving the party. Actually, it started out in the living room. It wasn't a fight. It was an argument. And it got louder.
Yeah.
And I think it almost got into a fight. But it started out in the living room, and then it went into the garage, mm-hmm. I think. So it ended in the garage. Someone was leaving the garage. And I said something like, yeah, dude, if you can leave, that could be much appreciated. I was trying to make a joke. And either you or Jonathan was like, that's not helping.
I don't think it was me because I'm pretty sure this was the same night we were trying to host a Madden tournament.
And oh, that's why people were always...
Dude, we had so many people there and so many different like PS3s and Xboxes and whatever. And the whole time, I was like in one of my games playing Madden. So like I didn't even know any of it was happening until afterwards.
So you were playing, were you playing against somebody?
Yeah, me and I don't know who I was playing, but we were just playing the whole time until afterwards, like Jonathan told me like the next day or something.
I can imagine you're so into Madden, even though you're playing somebody and the fight breaks out, everybody leaves, but you don't know everybody left. So you just ended the game and you're like, dude, you really suck. And you're winning easily now.
Oh,
I mean, it's a dub. It's a dub. It's a dub.
Speaking of Madden. I know your viewers can't or listeners can't see this, so I'll explain it to them.
Talk about it.
But I won a Madden tournament first place. So I'm showing Gregory a trophy that I got. First place Madden 24 off the couch level up tournament.
That is freaking dope.
Because I'm the fucking goat. But what's crazy, this dude, so I won my first two games. They were pretty close. Nothing crazy happened or anything. And then I'm in the finals against this dude. And the first thing he said to me was like, yo, if I go up 21-0, like, you just want to call it. And I was like,
Did he really say that?
I swear. And I was like, yeah. And I've obviously like played Madden a little bit growing up, but I'm not like a pro or anything.
Wait, pause. Dude, can I ask a question about that altercation?
Uh-huh.
He just made, was this the first time you met him?
Yeah. I had never met this guy before.
When people say that shit off their first impression, I'm like, oh, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try even harder.
He definitely
now.
Like lit a fire inside of me. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm gonna try my ass off. But he also was saying how he's like ranked top 500 in the world or something, which is pretty good for Madden, but
not for you.
But so, anyways, we're playing and we're back and forth. I'm the Chiefs. He's the 49ers. And it's just back and
was
forth.
Was this before the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably like 6 months before, and we're just going back and forth, and then I score at the end. He then has a chance to go down and kick a game-winning field goal, and I iced him. You know when you call a timeout, and it, like, makes your screen all wobbly, and the meter
so
goes away.
There's, like, a meter that you have to click specifically, and when you're iced, you can't see the meter.
Bro, he was so pissed. He missed the field goal. He got up and didn't say GGs. He didn't do anything. He just left.
Oh, my God. I fucking love that.
So that was sick, and then brought home the trophy, and now it sits in my stream background every day.
How much does it weigh?
Probably like 3 pounds.
2.0.
Wait, do you get that joke?
3 pounds?
No, the 0.2.
No.
What the hell? Oh, I had a field trip in second grade. and we go to the pumpkin patch and we get pumpkins. Everybody picks out a pumpkin. And we go back to the classroom, and our first assignment was to weigh these pumpkins. But we had to guess how much they weighed. And I guessed mine weighed 10 pounds, and it was 2 pounds. It was a tiny fucking pumpkin. Fucking dumbass second grader.
So wait, that where was the point two?
It was just two. But I thought maybe that I told you that before, so you were referencing.
I don't remember that. That's so funny. In middle school, when was your first? I still want to go back to the Duplo's apartment you had, Legos and such. That place, because I have a core memory of that place. But when was in middle school? Did you have a crush? Did you have a girlfriend in middle school? How were you with the ladies in middle school? Because everybody was annoying.
I want to say I had my first girlfriend in middle school, but it was like not an actual girlfriend. It was like you see them at school, but you don't hang out with them outside of school. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Like, my parents weren't letting me hang out with a girl outside of school in middle school.
You're like, I lost a lot of money.
So it was like girlfriend, but not real girlfriend.
That's funny.
I had my first kiss in sixth grade.
How old are you in sixth grade? 12?
Yeah-ish, I think.
And was she 12?
Probably.
Oh, I hope so.
She was also a sixth grader, so.
Oh, that's how they get you.
Bro, but it's so funny because, like, back then, I was so scared to kiss a girl, like, have my first kiss. I was so scared that, like, I remember it very vividly. We were walking out of the school to get school's over.
Is everyone around?
Yeah, like all the kids are leaving school.
You dog.
No, I didn't do anything. She kissed me, but I was so scared.
Bro, she said she was 12.
We're leaving, and she like takes a step in front of me, turns around and faces me, and then just kisses me. And I'm like, holy fuck, I did it. What? I did it.
That is also, I would develop such a level of confidence because your first kiss, you don't go to her. She goes to you.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. When I was 16, that was my first kiss. And I was walking her up to her house. There was like 5 steps up to her front door. And we were dating. We dated for maybe a good 5 days. Mm-hmm. And now she has a kid. And that's fucking hilarious.
I think my first kiss has a kid as well.
My first kiss has a kid.
Wait, before you finish your, or before you went on with your story, when you were saying you're 16 and you had your first kiss, I was gonna say how long. I was gonna say how old was he? get it?
But say it when you're supposed to say it. Don't say I was gonna say.
No,
get your mark. You know what I mean?
I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't want to disobey you.
The politeness, but also the fucking mean. I'm like, I'll wait till he finishes. Well, oh, back to your duplos. I remember playing Uno with you, your sister Jasmine, who's also been on the pod, and your mom. And it was like adult apples to apples. We were playing on the carpet. Do you remember this?
Yeah, we were playing apples to apples, and it was like spooning or whatever.
Yeah, it was spooning, and I was like voting on like which one fit the adjective or whatever, and spooning, and then your mom goes, "Do you know what that means?" to me, and I go, "Oh yeah, I know what that means," but I didn't know what that meant.
Bro, apples to apples was ahead of its time.
What do you mean? It was like the first what do you mean?
Yeah, that's a good game right there. I like that one. I like that game a lot.
That's like you on the first date. They're like, so do you like that video game? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. I like that one. Yeah. That's a good one. That's good. Your voice face. What was the last movie you saw that you enjoyed?
I think the last time I went to a theater was Saw X.
Oh, that's a good choice. There's a scary movie I saw. You like scary movies, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw this scary movie called Imaginary, and it was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was so trash.
Bro, you know what is another one that was a huge letdown or disappointment was Insidious 5.
I wanted to like it so bad.
Dude, it was terrible.
Because it's also, you know what the problem was? They were giving the characters information that the audience already knew. So it was just a waste of time.
It was, plot, yeah.
You knew that the characters were going to figure out. They lost their memory and they're trying to figure out. And so they're just like playing back all of the stuff that the audience already, it felt like, it just felt like a long flashback or something.
Yeah, I agree. And, I agree with that.
And it should have been scarier. I do like that the family came back of the first two Insidious movies. I like their chemistry still. You know, that was the actor that played the dad. That was his directing debut. He directed that movie.
Really? Well, he fucking should stick to acting.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson? More like piece of shit.
Speaking of movies, I know I told you this already, but people just post full movies on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I retweet it.
Yeah, I don't care how long it's called X, bro. I'm always going to call it Twitter.
Yeah,
but too. Anyways, some you retweeted the Simpsons movie.
Yeah. And
I've been falling asleep to that every night. Like,
every night?
Dude, I'll go to your Twitter, scroll down and find the retweet, and then just let it play and fall asleep. Until 2 nights ago, someone retweeted Cars. So then I fell asleep watching Cars. Wow, get it? Owen Wilson? He's in Cars.
I've maybe only seen that one twice, but like Simpsons, I can quote that movie. I don't think I can quote Cars.
No, I could quote the entire Simpsons movie, but not Cars.
What's the one? Oh my gosh. And actually, the more I hear you say it, the more it's getting better at me memorizing it. But he's like, the bad guy in it, he's organizing how he wants his bodyguards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Russ Cargill, head of the EPA. He's like, I want 1,000 tough guys and I want 1,000 soft guys to make my tough guys look tougher. And this is how I want them arranged. Tough, tough, soft, tough, tough, soft, tough, soft. Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power. Of course I have. Have you ever tried going mad without power? It's boring. Nobody listens to you. Dude, that was spot on.
The best one is nobody listens to you. But the way he says tough and soft, he goes tough, tough, soft.
Tough, tough, soft. Bro, is the EPA, is the Environmental Protection Agency an actual thing?
I don't think it is.
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I just got health insurance, so I think that might be it.
Hey, but did you know male sharks have two dicks?
And apparently fucking like raccoons have 12 eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. Jabby, jabby, jab, jab, jab. Jab one more eye and it's a federal crime. Bro, why is Arnold Schwarzenegger the
villain? President? Oh, the president?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a quote that I have to quiz you on. The first time when he's like, they lay out five options for
number three
to pick of what to do. To
I was like,
field.
Lead, not to read. Number three.
No, but after that, he was like, okay, I picked three. Try again. Four.
Oh, yeah.
You know that speech?
Nah, I don't have that one.
That's such a good one. Because at the very end, so the villain wants the president to pick a specific number. He laid out five books or options, plans to what to do to Springfield, and they're all labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's say I think actually the bad guy wants the president to pick number four. And so he goes, Mr. President, pick anyone you like. And the president goes, okay, I pick one. And the bad guy goes, try again. And then the president goes, three. He's like, nope, try one more time. And he's like, and then he goes, six. And he goes, there is no six. He's like, five. And he goes, a little bit lower. He goes, three. He's like, you already said three.
Dude, it's so good.
And then he's like, two. He's like, double it, four. He's like, okay, if you want to pick four.
As you wish.
As you wish.
Do you like when movies break the fourth wall?
It depends on the comedy. It depends with the other jokes around it. That one can, because I've seen it be done before. And that's a Simpsons universe joke. To break the fourth wall every now. So yes, it depends. But depends on the movie. That one does it well.
I think they do. Yeah, because they're in a theater. Boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like this. What does he say? Everybody.
Everyone in this theater is a giant sucker, especially you.
Especially you. every single time at work or even in life, when someone's like, I can do a good, when they're talking to two different people and I'm just listening, when they're like, yeah, I can do a pretty good Simpsons impression, and then they do it and they go back and forth, I'm like, I can fucking kill everybody right now just doing these impressions. But bro, I don't want to be that guy.
I know, I feel that. Going back to the Simpsons movie,
the Alaska. See how fucking good that was?
That was welcome to Alaska. Here's $1,000.
It's about time. What?
You just brought a load of crap from the world's best fertilizer salesman. But the plot, bro, the plot is so dumb. Like, yeah. Sorry. Not the whole plot, but the fact that he has this whole silo full of pig crap. And they're like, don't dump it in the lake. Don't dump it in the lake. The whole reason he goes and dumps it in the lake is because they're giving out free donuts. That's the whole reason, bro. And I've watched that back and I'm like, oh my God, there's no way.
It's so fucking funny. And then what's even wild after that is like, okay, because of this thing, we have to contain all of this possible side effects to this disease of the pollution. But they're like, oh, I found a solution. Let's just fucking bomb every single human in this place. It's so fucking funny. Do you know the name of the scientist? And he has big glasses.
No, I can't think of his name, but he's like, don't worry, I built this thing. It's just outside of the dome.
I could do a better one. He goes, don't worry, I built this thing. It can do fantastic, incredible things. Right out there. Just outside of the dome.
Remember the PlayStation 2 game, Simpsons Hit and Run?
Oh, fuck yeah. There was the big donut?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, fuck
we
that
We both want
game.
Donuts.
No, fuck that game. That game was literally just Grand Theft Auto as the Simpsons.
It was, yeah.
Bro, do you remember the PlayStation 3 game, Gotham City Imposters?
Oh, fuck, what a good game.
Dude, it was literally 6v6 Batman, but like first-person shooter.
Oh,
and
my,
you had
oh
all
my
these
gosh,
different...
dude.
I know. You had
You made me so upset because I have no access to this. I am legitimately getting tingled in my head.
No,
someone's
it's okay.
Tingling in my fucking head.
You can go on YouTube and you can watch gameplay of it.
I don't do that.
There was like grappling hooks and the character customization was insane.
All I'm thinking about in the game is the fucking colors. They fucking pop.
Yeah.
Yellow and purple? I'm thinking of specific levels of like it was just a yellow level.
Uh-huh. It was like a carnival.
Yeah, that's – yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And bro, that game was so good.
You always want to be Joker. Never want to be Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Can't you customize your Joker too?
Yeah, there's like 7 different clowns to choose from, 7 different Batmans. There's like fat ones, skinny ones, tall ones.
And I remember when you hit a guy, Black Ops doesn't do this, but this is also what made it cool. When you hit a guy, the numbers, it showed the life number.
Yeah,
like what they had.
How much damage you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a, dude, it was like a kid's game. It felt like a kid's arcade game.
Yeah.
But like online.
I completely forgot about it. And then I was in a meeting last week with the guy who helps me do my content and stuff. And he was like, we should get a group of people to go back and play Gotham City Imposter. And I was like, holy shit, you just unlocked this memory.
Oh my God, that one's so fucking, oh.
And then the impossible game.
I was just making fun of people watching people play games. I fucking loved you playing that game.
Dude,
you were the best at it.
I need to find a way to play old PS2 and PS3 games on my PC. I know there's a way to do it. I just have to figure it out. Because also, I'm going to go back and play like through all the Tony Hawk games.
Oh my God. They have the best soundtrack.
Dude.
If they can fix the graphics, though, like looking back, the graphics are still not.
Yeah,
not
yeah. Good graphics, they remastered Pro Skater 1 and 2, and it has good graphics.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. This is like the next time I'm visiting, where do you live?
P. Sherman 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney. No, I live in Kansas City.
Kansas City. The next time I'm visiting or you're visiting or whatever, let me know. We got to get that system hooked up. I remember when Jonathan had a, my brother had a place in St. Mary's. We did maybe a Black Ops competition or zombies. We were playing zombies. And then it got late and you were like, all right, we're going to go. And I think you came with us. But you were like, hey, can I drive back? And I was like, show me your license. And you're like, I just got it. And you showed it to me. And I didn't know it, but your finger was covering something. And then I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, you can drive. And you drove. And I do this bit that sometimes I do. I'm going to stop doing it because it's very dangerous. But if I'm in the passenger seat, I'll just randomly go, as we're driving, I would just randomly go, whoa, 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 whoa. And I did that, and you got so mad. Bro. The rest of the drive was quiet. I was like, dude, why is he so upset? And then we got there, and you were like, hey, by the way, this is not my full license. And then I was like, oh, that's why you got mad.
I remember that, but not as vividly as you do, because...
Dude, oh, I totally made that up.
No, it happened. Like, I drove.
No, I'm pretty sure I made that up.
No, I drove.
You're gaslighting me, dude.
But I think I drove
there. You did drive, yeah.
Not what? Back.
What?
I think I drove there, not back.
Yeah. That might have. No, I don't know.
Yeah. But, okay, that part doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. What I'm more curious about is what I actually showed you, because I never got like a permit or a license until... Because my job was Sonic, so I just walked to and from.
Maybe it was that receipt that you get in the beginning and you were covering the receipt.
The only thing I can think of, though, is by then, like, I was already a decent driver because my mom let me drive. This was like I had never drove.
Yeah, but your mom let you do anything.
We could have died. Do you remember when you guys stayed the night at my dad's house? We were playing Elimination Chamber on WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2009, and I shit my pants.
Did that happen?
Yeah. It was either way. Wait. It was me or Jonathan. I don't remember.
I think I do remember. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm remembering you. I think you're doing less of this. But when it was just boys, you would always do jokes about shitting your pants.
Dude, I can't believe it. And then you would commit.
But I don't remember. So I do remember you running to the restroom. I don't remember if your pants were brown or not. But I do remember you committed to, whether this was truth or not, you like wiggled on the way to the bathroom.
It was real. it was real, bro. I can't believe I just told that story. Now my face is going to be beet red and I'm going to miss my family photo tonight.
Okay, is there anything you want to plug? Well, I will cut some stuff out.
Yeah. Just because, so we talked earlier about the 1 year celebration on Kick. That's obviously happening tomorrow. There's not enough time to plug that. However, we also talked about my birthday being on April 6th. And so I'm going to try something that I've never done before. I've streamed for 24 hours. I've done it a few times. This stream for my birthday, I'm going to try to stream for a week straight. Obviously, I'm going to sleep. Like, my bed sits right behind me. So while I sleep, I'll put on like a podcast episode or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I'm talking about as soon as I wake up, stream all day.
And are you setting an alarm and going to bed at a certain time?
I don't know. I don't have any other plan other than it's going to last a week long. And it's only going to last a week long. So the timer is going to start at 6 hours. It's only going to be a normal stream, 6 hours. And if anybody subscribes or gift subs or anything like that, it will add time to the timer. But I'm capping it at a week. I've seen people do like no cap and on the time, and they've been streaming for like 100 days straight.
What?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But yeah, I'm gonna try to go for a week and see what happens.
Do you ever think about the past and like the people you dated, and you're like, maybe those people like stream for like 1,000 days straight, and you're like, I wonder what they're doing now.
Nope. I had a girlfriend who told me to stop playing video games. I told her to go fuck herself, and I've never talked to her since then.
Do you want to, what's your Instagram? What's your Kick? I'll put your Kick in the description.
Yeah, just Nick Rich on everything. N1 CKRICH. Everywhere except on Kick is just Nick Rich normal, because I made an account right when that shit came out and nobody stole the username Nick Rich.
Hey, that's dope. You have a TikTok too.
Yep. And Nick Rich everywhere with a one in the Nick is the normal thing. But honestly, best place to follow me and stay up to date and see everything that I'm doing is Twitter. Like, I live on that. Oh, yeah,
Twitter
app.
Too.
Last night I tweeted about shoving Texas Roadhouse rolls up my ass and it got like 40 likes. So
fuck. I remember anytime everywhere we went out to eat, like when I had bread, I would always see you put butter on your bread and you ate nothing else.
Dude, this shit's fire. Last night I didn't actually tweet about them shoving them up my ass. I tweeted how many am I gonna eat before my food gets here, and I ate seven of them. Seven of them. Let's show you right on.
But we'll let you guys go. Thank you guys for listening.